This is Change Your Mindset Podcast, the podcast that helps change your life by helping change the mindset of the 99% into the 1% mindset. Here's your host, Adrian Gomez.
Welcome back, everybody, to Change Your Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Gomez. So today we'll be talking about, for the month of November, how big companies are beginning to lay people off. Obviously, that's a very important to know because layoffs should tell you something and should warn you for the future. When the economy is strong, obviously, there's not going to be any layoffs because the economy is good. Everything's good. People are producing. People are making money. People are spending money. Everything's great. But when companies begin to lay people off, that's to tell you that the economy isn't as great. So these are big corporate companies that are laying people off. Obviously, it's a domino effect. Usually, it starts with the big companies, and then it starts going down lower and lower to smaller businesses. Obviously, the big companies know that the economy isn't really what it is. And even though media tells you that, obviously, inflation's going down, inflation's going to be over soon, everything's great, everything's terrific, gas is cheap, or food's cheap, even though it's really expensive still. These big companies know that the economy isn't good, and in the future, it doesn't look so bright. So now they're beginning to lay people off and obviously stop hiring people because they realize that they need to start cutting back. And if things do get tougher in the future, if we head to very bad financial economy, that they already did their layoffs, so they will have money reserved just in case if it gets really bad, that they won't lose a lot of money, for they won't go out of business, and they will be able to survive these bad financial times. So now they're trying to cut off any pieces of expenses that they can. And right now, obviously, if they can afford to lay people off right now, they would do it because they need to save as much money as they can just in case if things get really bad, they need money in the back where they can survive and prosper through the difficult times. So it's very important to keep yourself educated and up to date. If companies are laying off employees, that means the economy is not good. And obviously, if people start getting laid off and don't have jobs, the economy is going to slow down because those employees aren't spending money. And obviously, when you spend money, the economy does better. So when people start getting fired, the economy is going to start doing bad because people aren't spending money because obviously they don't have jobs. Or if things get expensive, they're not going to spend money. So the economy will start slowing down. So it's very important to pay attention when these businesses start laying people off because it's just a sign that the economy will begin to start slowing down. So for the month of November, I'm going to give you 13 companies and the percentage of workers that were laid off. So the first one is Twitter. 75% of the workers were laid off. Second is Cameo. 25% of workers were laid off. Third is Robinhood. 30% of workers were laid off. Number four is Intel. 20% of workers were laid off. Number five, Snapchat. 20% of the workers were laid off. Number six, Coinbase. 18% of workers were laid off. Number seven, Opendoor. 18% of workers were laid off. Number eight, Stripe. 14% of workers were laid off. Number 9, Lyft. 13% of workers were laid off. Number 10, Shopify. 10% of workers were laid off. 11, Meta. 11,000 employees were laid off. 12, Apple. They have a hiring freeze at the moment, so they're not hiring anybody, and they're not laying off anybody at the moment. Number 13 is Amazon. 10,000 employees were laid off in November. So those are 13 businesses that laid off people in the month of November. And usually in the month of November, it's the fourth quarter that's to be better because obviously holiday season, people spend a lot of money. But this should show you that obviously if these big companies are laying this amount of percentage people off, that should say something. If you're thinking some of that is a small percentage, it is, but it is a start. Obviously, we're told still by the media that we are not in a recession, even though we technically are. When you're in a recession, one of the signs is layoffs, and we're clearly seeing layoffs with all these businesses laying people off. Usually, the media won't give you these numbers or statistics because they don't want you to panic or get in fear of what's truly going on. They want to keep you obviously in a little bubble, and they don't want you knowing what's really going on. That's why I always say that it's very important that you need to educate yourself. You need to always question everything you hear, whether it's with the media, the government, whatever you hear. You just need to obviously question it, do the research yourself, and always educate yourself no matter what. This is what I always talk about between the 9% and the 1%. Obviously, the 1% would be these giant companies. Obviously, they really know what's going on. They see the records of what's going on with the economy, stocks going up, down, inflation. They see this firsthand. So obviously, they're doing it. They're running their numbers. They're running their margins. And they see if things are getting worse and if they're profiting or not. So obviously, this is a 1%. They're not listening to the government or the media and saying the media is telling, oh, inflation is going to go down, everything's going to be okay, the economy will be fine. If that was the case, these big companies would not be laying people off. So obviously, this would be an example of the 1%. And the 99% of people just listen to the media, listen to TV, listen to whatever they're told, and they just believe it. And when the time comes, the 99% of people that obviously didn't educate themselves and decided to listen to the TV and whatever the government tells you or the media, you will not be prepared. And you will struggle, and it would be very difficult if times do tend to get very difficult in the future. But obviously, these companies are clearly preparing for a bad future or bad economic downfall if they're already beginning to lay people off. So that's to clearly show you another example of the 99% mindset and the 1% mindset. And when I say question everything, I'm fine. If you listen to this podcast and you want to question my statistics or facts, I'm totally okay with that. The idea of this podcast is for you to start thinking on your own. Obviously, you don't want to rely on the TV, television, or people. You always want to self-educate yourself. You always want to look for the facts. Because nowadays, we're told a lot of things, obviously, from the government, media, whatever it is. We hear a lot of statistics that don't make sense, that don't add up. And when you start doing the research, you find out the real numbers, and it's obviously the complete opposite of what we're being told. That's why it's so important. Just obviously you need to educate yourself. You just need to start thinking for yourself. Because nowadays people just hear one information and obviously they don't do the research. They listen to it and that's it. They believe it. But nowadays you hear a lot of things, and some of it's true, some of it's not true. But it's always good to self-educate yourself no matter what. That's why this podcast, hopefully people will actually do educate themselves and obviously look for the facts and question everything. I just hope that people will start beginning to think for themselves instead of listening to everything and everybody else. Because in my opinion, that's what keeps you in a 99% bracket compared to the 1%. Obviously, the 1% don't believe everything they hear. They do their own research. They educate themselves. They see what's going on, and that's what separates the gap once again. So once you start, obviously, like I said, educating yourself and start thinking for yourself, you'll be amazed. Because once I started doing that, I was amazed. And from what I was being told and started doing my own research, I realized a lot of things I was being told, I was being misled. And it's very unfortunate, but that's how the world is and society is. Even though you see these social media platforms, you see one thing and hear another. It's unfortunate, but like I said, once you start thinking for yourself, you'll realize a lot. And obviously, you'll educate yourself a lot more, and you will slowly become closer to that 1% bracket, which is the goal of this podcast. Because the closer you are to that bracket, the closer you are to changing your life. So getting back into the layoffs, with this percentage of big businesses laying off people, in the future, or in next year of 2023, if you see businesses laying off more people, that's to tell you that the economy is getting worse, and that you should really start preparing for it. Because if layoffs are happening more and more, if you start seeing in the other businesses as well, or maybe where you work possibly, or any type of business, and you see layoffs happening more and more often, that's to be a big sign that the economy is doing not as good as we're told. So when the economy is doing good, people are spending money. So for example, with Black Friday, we all know that's a very big day for people to go out and spend money, because, you know, things are on sale, on discount deals, all that good stuff. So for the economy, you would assume if the economy is doing bad, like we're talking about, and with these layoffs, you would think people would not be spending money. So this past Black Friday that happened for the year 2022, $9.12 billion was spent for Black Friday. That is up 2.3% from last year, and that's topping the previous record of $9 billion in 2020. So that would make you think that the economy is doing great, right? Since people are out spending money, you would think people have money to spend, even though during these times, prices are still high for certain essentials. But with the statistics of what was told right now, you will probably hear on the media or wherever you get your news from that the economy is doing great because look, people are spending money. People have money to spend. Everything's okay. Inflation is going to go down. Everything's going to be great. But what they don't tell you was that with the purchases that were made, a lot of them were made with buy now and pay later. So that orders jumped 78% for the week of November 19th compared to the previous week. So people are using buy now, pay later, such as credit cards, to purchase these items. Obviously, it's great for the economy, but it's bad for you if you're making that purchase because now you're going into debt. So it's just showing you that people do not really have the money, that they're putting all these purchases on their credit card because things are still difficult right now. Since we technically are in a recession, it just shows that people are still spending money, which is correct, and you would think the economy is doing good, but they're not using their personal money. They're using credit cards, which is going to put them in debt, which hurts them in the long run. But it does help the economy and makes the economy look good. And with the month of December, I expect the same thing. People are going to use buy now, pay later because they need to buy Christmas gifts. And you know, you buy Christmas gifts, it gets expensive. And you know, during the holidays, people will spend the money. The unfortunate thing is you buy now, pay later, you're going to suffer next year. Because if the economy becomes worse next year, you're going to struggle to pay for your essentials. And on top of that, now you're going to have debt. And like we talked about earlier, with these companies laying off people, who knows 2023 if there's going to be more layoffs. If there is, then that's going to be troubling signs, and you should prepare for that, if anything. So it's just something to think about. Obviously, you need to keep up to date with what's going on, because if layoffs are happening at the end of this year, and this is the fourth quarter, usually a fourth quarter is supposed to be good for most businesses and retail stores. That's to give you a sign for what's going to happen in 2023. Hopefully nothing bad happens, but if the signs are there, you have to obviously look at the signs and start predicting what's going to happen. Because if you don't prepare yourself for it, you're going to struggle and it's going to hurt. So I just want to give you guys a recap of November of 2022 because I think it's very important. Because like I said, these, you'll get mixed signals of what's going on. Obviously, like we just talked about with these layoffs, you're going to think, wow, things are getting bad. And then you're going to see things like Black Friday, like, oh, people are spending money, everything's good, the economy is good. So you will get mixed signals. But like I said, you just got to keep yourself educated. But I just thought this is very important for November to keep you up to date what's going on and what to predict for December and how people do not have money right now and using their credit cards, and to prepare you for the new year 2023. Because how things are going, in my personal opinion, it doesn't look so good. But that's just my personal opinion. Obviously, I always want you to do your own research, always educate yourself, always want you to think for yourself. But I just thought this would be helpful, and hopefully it was. Give you a little perspective of November, a little recap. So hopefully this helped. So I appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you'd like to share it and subscribe to the podcast, I'd appreciate it. Obviously, try to help as many people as we can, because like I said, I think times will be difficult going ahead into 2023. Obviously, financial education is going to be very important to obviously survive if worse comes to worse, because like I said, we're never taught any of this in school and we have to teach ourselves. So hopefully you guys can help others with this podcast, and hopefully it does help others. And I appreciate it as always, and obviously wish you the best of luck. And during these times, it's very crucial to change your mindset to change your life. Thank you again. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Change Your Mindset Podcast. Be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. As always, change your mindset to change your life.